Okay, Simon Yud Ches, Hilchos Tefillas, Shemayna Esrei, Ubay, Chaf Beis, Se'ifim. So if you davened after Allah is a shachar, then you're a yotze. Right, meaning b'di'evad, you can daven before nets for those that need to daven early or whatever it is. B'nimshos mana at shlisha yoim, and this man extends until third of the day. So Zman Kriya Shema is a quarter of the day, which is 3 hours into the day. Zman Tefillah is the third, which is 4 hours. Also
So before nets and
l'sachar
after nets
yotze.
is the same b'di'evad.
No, it doesn't seem like that. Yeah, I could hear being medayik in that the before nets sounds like before and after nets is both b'di'evad, but no, it's not b'di'evad to
Nates
daven after the nets.
is the right way, and everything else is b'di'evad.
Nets is the ultimate. Not
And
nets is
everything
the
else is
ultimate.
b'di'evad.
No, before nets is b'di'evad,
Okay.
after nets is l'chatchila, but more negay, especially with zman, meaning during the winter. And especially, it's an off Shabbos for Bachram. So, the Asr lis Acher Yoser, it's Asr to push the davening later than Zman Tefillah. We come back in b'di'evad, however, b'di'evad, over v'sacher Yoser. Let's say if you, for whatever reason, didn't daven then, so Tefillah b'mezid, even if you purposely didn't do it, Yachal espal ad chatzos, you're allowed to daven till chatzos. Al b'she'en lo schar ketfila b'zmana, but you will not get schar like davening at the proper Zman. Schar tefillah meyu ikus, meaning you're going to get the schar of davening to Hashem, but not you're not going to get the schar for davening to Hashem at the proper time. I think one of the big misunderstandings that people make is that they think that Litvish daven mincha until shkia, and Hasidim daven mincha well after shkia, and it's the same thing by zman tefillah. You know, Litvish daven by zman tefillah, Hasidim daven after zman tefillah. It's not the same thing. It's absolutely usur, even according to the Hasidim, to daven after Zman Tefillah. How they do it, what's a pshat they do it, is very difficult to understand. They say tzaddikim, da da da, but it's not the same at in any way, shape, or form. Davening after Shkia, the majority of the time in Shulchan Aruch, it says that you're allowed to daven mincha till an hour after 50 minutes after Shkia. That it says in Shulchan Aruch. There is no shita whatsoever that you're allowed to lechatchila daven after Zman Tefillah. Right? And you're supposed to daven b'yichidus instead of missing Zman Tefillah. Right? Guys go to square and they ask what they're supposed to do. You got to daven b'yichidus and then you join the minyan for later. Okay, over mamezid ad chatzos yom, but if you were ever mamezid and you didn't daven till chatzos, ain lo yoy tashlumin, you can no longer, you can't make it up. Alav nemar buubas lo yuchal liskoin, it's an avera that can never be fixed. But if you were a, that's if you did it on purpose, you cannot fix it. If you were a shogeg or an oynes, yivar b'simin chof aleph, that you can daven two minchas, etc. Now also davening nets is a lechatchila. Obviously, the minig by most of the world nowadays is not to daven nets, and I think the reason is because of electricity. If we end up davening nets, we're not going to end up behaving properly because we're going to be tired and grumpy, and we're not going to learn the same way. So that's more important than davening the
So it
nets.
used to be we could handle that, and now we can't.
No, used to be you went to sleep an hour after nightfall. So you got enough sleep, but
Oh,
now we
now
go to
we're
sleep.
not going to sleep early enough.
Correct, right, exactly. So we're not. I mean, our whole function is off. Base because when we get to Tehillas Kel Elyon, that's at the end of Ezras. Right, Yamid v'yachin es atzmu l'tefila Shemoneh Esrei. You stand up and start preparing yourself for Shemoneh Esrei. V'yaser kicha v'niyoy. That's when you have to start removing your phlegm, saliva, v'chol davar mevavolis machshavtei. And anything that's going to mess with your machshavas, yelach, and that's when you take the 3 steps back. And then v'yam atilas lekel elyon, then you step forward three steps. Seems like the kitzur holds that you say Gal Yisrael and then you walk forward. Derech kiruv ha'gashal melech, like as if you're walking closer and coming to come near the king. Lo yafsik bein. See, I would have thought you take the 3 steps forward and then say Gal Yisrael. But it seems like the kids are saying not like that. Lo yafsik bein Gal Yisrael l'shmen esrei, as we all know, you're not going to be masik between Gal Yisrael and Shmen esrei. Afilu l'kadosh, ukedusha, ubaruchu. Those are the major things that you always have to answer, but not for this situation.
And so it's proper to say along with the chazan, like
What?
people do,
Hey,
Gal Yisrael.
we'll get to that. He doesn't bring it, but we'll get to that. The reason why you can't be mafsik is because Gal Yisrael has to be right up to Sman Esrei. Am I recording? Yeah, okay. Exactly what you just said, Naftali. You should be mitzamtim to say it with the Shiur Tzibur. Why? Because if you finish first, and then the Shiur Tzibur finishes, yesh safek im yana amen al birchas Shiur Tzibur. That's a safek if you should answer amen. Aval, kishu gam ken gamer the bracha. You also finish the bracha v'adei and tzarach lanes amen, like we learned before. Right, they ain't oin and amen al birchas atzmei. Nobody makes a bracha on themselves, so you finish at the same time. You're fine. Now he doesn't give the etzer that the chazan should say Gal Yisrael low, which is what I think the majority of shuls do. As far as I know, there's no source for that to say Gal Yisrael low. Right, fine. With Ma'ariv, kimin shen a bracha shel pnei shmones esrei mesayim of Gal Yisrael.
I
So how come
looked
you
that
learn
up when
this?
I was in when I was but more on Yontif to do it, not during the week.
Yomtiv is more mekel, I think.
I think
But okay,
Isha
if you
Yisrael, I think it
say
was the same for Isha
they're
Yisrael, for
gonna
example.
bring, of
Yeah,
course, somebody's
right.
gonna say it. That's not a source. I mean, that's a source, but we're talking about like a legitimate source. I don't mean Chas v'Shalom. I'm sure whatever he brings is a legitimate source. What I mean is like a Shulchan Aruch, Rama, Mishneh Brura, right?
If you
Anyway,
say Amen is considered a hefsek?
yes. Okay,
Because
so
I
how
do
come by
hear
Ma'ariv?
people.
What? I mean, you
No, I've
shouldn't,
heard
right? You shouldn't.
people Dafka say Amen after Gali, so.
No, you can't on a regular shacharis. You can't do it on other, but there are scenarios where you can theoretically, but it's not in the standard situation. Since the bracha before Shemoneh Esrei by Ma'ariv doesn't end with Gal Yisrael, mutar lahafsik k'moy b'shar makom bein perek l'perek. It's mustar to be mafsik, like in other places bein perek l'perek, right? Because we say Ashkivenu by Ma'ariv, so that's why we don't have the same severity after the Gal Yisrael there. That's not called a hefsek. He was shayach l'tefila, because that's part of the tefila that you're asking Hashem to open up your mouth. That you can't say because that is a considered a hefsek. You say it by musaf and mincha. Right. The reason why we don't say it by Shacharis is because, and by Ma'ariv is because it's a hefsek. Gimel. Hamaspal tzarach sheyeda sheshchina kenegdi. This is good mussar here. This gimel. To know how what the chashivas that we have to take when we daven. Hamaspal tzarach sheyeda sheshchina kenegdi. A person has to know that the shechina is opposite him. Shivchi kamayim libeich noichach pnei Hashem. Right, that you pour out like water, pour your heart out like water in front of Hashem. And when you think about that, that will make you concentrate better. But you also call machshavas, and you remove all the thoughts that you have in your head. Zaka b'tfilosei, and so that everything will be pure. Yeah, in your head, but Yashav even think, if you were talking in front of a king, a human king, you would make sure you put all whatever you're going to say in order. You're going to take notes. You're going to know exactly what you're saying. You have to have kavana. Because in front of Hashem, this is the scary part. The in front of Hashem knows our thoughts the same way He knows our speaking. So just because we're davening nicely and pronouncing the words, if we're thinking about our stocks, then Hashem knows that that's what we're doing, right? Hashem knows, he sees all people's thoughts. So Emela, we have, before davening, we have to stop and clear our thoughts, because it's not like you go to a regular judge and you can be thinking in their head that how stupid this judge is and you hate him, etc., etc., as long as you talk nicely. It doesn't work like that by Hashem. Before davening, think about the greatness of Hashem, v'shiflus Adam, and the lowliness of a person, v'yaser kol tanuge Adam elibay, and you should stop thinking about all your tanugim. Take them all out of your heart. So that is a good mussar to the chashivas of davening. You have to think of pirush hamilas. Like, direct the heart, and that your ears should hear. And there's many siddurim that have already been printed with the German translation. And everybody has the ability to learn what they're davening. And if you're not able to be mechavan the translation, you need to think in your head what things that are humbling. To his father in Shemayim. Let's say, I'm not even going to say let's say, I'm going to say when, right? When a machshava zara comes into our heads, Yishtaik, you have to just be quiet and stop davening, and wait until the machshava becomes batal. Hey, echad. You should keep your feet together so that it looks like it's only one. To make you similar to malachim. I lost the place now. So you got to keep your feet together. That's why we put our feet together. And you should bend your head a little bit. Keep your eyes closed, that you shouldn't look at anything. And if you don't remove siddur, don't remove your eyes from the siddur, and put your hands on your heart. The right hand goes on top of the left hand. And you down with full heart. Like an ani who's standing by the door. And you should say the words out with your mouth, with proper kavana. This is also very interesting, that you have to daven for your nusach, hein Ashkenaz, hein Sfar, whether it's Ashkenaz or Sfar. Kulam yisaidais and Bahari Kodesh. The yisaidis of Ashkenaz and Sfar are in holy mountains. That's what it literally means. But do not mix up words from one nusach to another nusach. Because the words are counted and all very specific. And if you're davening Ashkenaz and then you mix in a few Sfard words, it's a problem. So that's why if you're in a shul and you only have a Sfard siddur, sounds like you should just daven Sfard, because you might mix up the Ashkenaz. Right? You shouldn't add on to davening, and you shouldn't subtract from davening either. Right. So what do I want to say here? Oh, so this whole thing of putting your hands, like the right hand over the left hand, etc., etc. The poskim can say that nowadays that's not really the derech when you're in front of a king. So Melis, it's not really the derech when you're in front of the king. You don't have to stand like that. But whatever proper way to stand is fine. Like, I would imagine arms folded across your chest is not allowed.
Shuckling is probably not the normal way either.
Could be shuckling, keeping your hands inside your belt, like standing there like that. Also not great. Hands in the pockets. Although I don't know, hands in pockets, people stand with their hands in pockets when they talk to a shuvim, but I don't know.
Isn't shuckling,
But
we learn from, don't we learn shuckling from a pasuk?
there
Why
is,
say
but it's Yeah, but well, a kol atzmoisei
That's
tamara,
mostly
that one.
Tamara. Yeah.
Yeah, so I yeah, that's a justification. That's a job. Not that it's anything wrong with that, but you know, the Chofetz Chaim's son or son-in-law has a story where he used to shuckle a lot, and the Chofetz Chaim himself stood still, mamish. So they asked the son-in-law or the son, "Why are you jumping around like that when your father or father-in-law is still?" He says, "You ever see somebody who knows how to swim? Somebody who knows how to swim doesn't make a ripple, but somebody who doesn't know how to swim is splashing around. Somebody's got to mute. Much, you got to mute, please." Right, so he's flapping around. So that's he says that's the way me. I dava Chofetz Chaim. He's got it all worked out. So he just, you know, it was a very yeah, it's a gishmaka story. Fun. Vov. Yizor l'spala b'lachash. You have to make sure to daven quietly. Rakshu ba'atzma yishma mashu aimer. Quiet but loud enough that you hear what you're saying. The chaverish lo yishma koli, and the one standing next to you should not hear your voice. If you're davening alone, though, you are allowed to. Like it says by Chana, which a lot of the halachas of davening is learned from Chana, rocks for sale, noise for koil lo yishma. Her lips were moving, but nobody could hear her voice. And Zayin lo yismech atzmai al shum dover. Shouldn't lean on anything when you're davening. Afilu smicha kol, even the smallest smicha. Im hu chaylo ketzas, and if he's a little bit sick, yachol espal afilu yoshev v'shoychev. You can daven even sitting or laying down. V'hu sheyachol lechaven daitoy, and that's only if you can have kavana that way. If you can't have kavana that way, then no. But you're also supposed to bow when you're up to the places. You should at least bow, and of course that you have when davening on a plane. Right. Is it better to daven with the minion and you can't concentrate? The steward, does it make you crazy? Or sitting down, you're able to daven with a lot more avona. Let's say for whatever reason you can't daven in your mouth, so then you should think about it. Right? I was actually there's a father who couldn't daven. He was holding a baby or something, and he thought he was going to fall asleep. So he davened shemoneh esrei, laying down. And he moved his feet. He wanted to know if he should move his feet back while he's laying on the bed to make it like he's taking 3 steps back. I wasn't sure if that means anything or it does anything or not. Okay, Ches. Lo yachas biyadei b'shas tefila shmoneh esrei. You shouldn't hold on to anything during shmoneh esrei. Why? Because it's going to take away from concentration. Raka sidur haya machzer im tzara kloy. The only thing you can hold is sidur machzer, which holding a cell phone when you're davening is very debatable. Certainly, if it's not on airplane mode, you should make sure you mark off where you're davening, where you're supposed to daven. So you shouldn't have to look for it in the middle of your tefillah. Meaning, don't start Shemoneh Esrei by Musaf. Let's say it's Rosh Chodesh on Sunday, Monday. Don't start Shemoneh Esrei and then start flipping the pages to Musaf, which is what a lot of us do. Flip the pages first. This is another one that we don't keep. There should be nothing between you and the wall. It has to be 10 tefachim high, 4 tefachim wide. But something small is not a hefsek. And even something big, if it's like set, could go in aron the table, like a table or a shelves, that's not a hefsek. And a person is also not chayitzit, which is that's our bailout. Meaning, as long as there's people in front of you, that's not a chatzitza between you and the wall. So that's the tchak. V'chol inyanein la'akvid shas tchak. You're not makvid on this. Kiven shesoyger einav oymespalam etech hasider shalait espal tekavanosay. Meaning, since we closed our eyes, we daven from a sider, shouldn't be mevatel kavanah. Meaning, the reason why to daven up against the walls because you don't see anything. So it's hard to have anything break your concentration. Right? But if not, then you know if you don't have a choice, which is obviously in most shuls, then it's fine. Don't daven next to any sort of pictures. Right, David? And if it happens that you should daven next to a clothing or a wall that has things on it, you should close his eyes. Next to a mirror, It's also to daven afilu be'naim skuras, even with your eyes closed, because it looks like you're davening to yourself. Lo yisbal b'makom paratz, a person shouldn't daven in an open place, kagan basada, like a field. This is very difficult for people to understand. They say, I go out to the field, I can think, and I can think about Hashem's wonders. That's not what, you're not supposed to do that. When you're in a private place, you could think about your fear of the king, and your nichna, your heart gets broken and humbled. But if you're traveling, you're allowed to daven in a field, and if it's possible, at least daven in between the trees, because there's more tznius there. Tess, lo yigak v'lo yifaik. Person should not. So now he's going to explain this is either burp, yawn, sneeze, giyo, kainu, mashalapam, other mighty gufa lepiv. A person takes from his body to his mouth, neficha, machmasoivai. That's a burp. Kireacha, and the burp smells like the food he just ate. Yesham, the hainusha, paishit gufa, israyasa. Some say that he's stretching out his body and his arms because of heavy, meaning he's tired. Upio kainu shepesach mal koichav, where he opens up his jaws. Ka'adam shiroi talishan. That's a yawn. Oshaman b'sheino, or somebody who just got up from sleeping. Vimnetzarach l'kach machmas onsein. Let's say you taka need it, but you're an einus. Yaniach yadav apiv. Then cover your mouth. Shalei yisra psichasi. Then people shouldn't see it open. Chein also laroik. There's no spitting. Vimbala laroik l'sach b'vim. Let's say saliva comes into the mouth and with star. By harbe achenitrid, and it's causing him a lot of pain. Mavliya, he should spit it into a handkerchief or to any other clothing. Vimosloi, and if it's disgusting, yatis lismoile, he should lean to his left and spit behind him. Vimiyashalacharim, and he can't do it behind him, yarek lismoile, he should spit to his left. Why? Because the right is always the more respectful part. Vimiyashalismaili, if he can't do it to the left, Yorick Liamina, then spit to the right. Vimkina Aikatstai, and if he gets bit by a bug, Yamashmish Begodov Lasira, he should move his clothing to get rid of it. Shalaitisbatl Kabanasa, it's just Kabana shouldn't be batal. Avaloyusira Biyodov, but he should not remove it with his hands. If Nishmana Talis may all of, let's say his talis falls off, Yahalatsira, Apilu Naparuba, you're allowed to put the talis on even if most of it falls off. But if the whole talus falls off, boy, he cannot wrap himself in it again. Meshum to have because it's a hefsek, right? But the only thing is, if you're not going to be able to concentrate, like this, the Mishnah Berurah says, you're not going to be able to concentrate because everybody's looking at you, which we discussed last week, that you're even allowed to put on a talus that's puzzle. So then do that. If nafal safer the fun of Allah, let's say a safer falls down. We talk is meaning really you're supposed to keep the sefer on the floor, but since you're such a holy person, it's bothering you. The sefer's on the floor, and it's not making you concentrate. You could pick it up in between brachas. Anything that's usher in Shemoneh Esrei, it's usher until you take the 3 steps back. So we'll discuss that more. Tomorrow. Okay, we will stop over there. Thanks a lot for tuning in. Everybody should
Know
have a
whose bite
fine
it
night and
is?
Besuras Tovis.
Know whose bite it is?